Sinus, it says that normally to go from Escapia to Ischapka is a long process. And in fact, a key element in dragging out the process in Derech Mitzvah Sechet, it talks about the mitzvah of remembering what Amalek did and destroying Amalek. So the Tzemach Tzedek says that the thing that makes the process between Yetzias Mitzrayim and Geula Shleima and Avoda, the thing that makes it the interruption, is the fact that you have to do war with Amalek. Amalek does not want to allow us to go to complete redemption. Right? We were supposed to go straight into Eretz Yisrael and experience complete redemption. Amalek tries to get in the way of that. In fact, he brings the pasuk that says in Shmuel, that when Shmuel tells Shaul to go kill out Amalek, he says, because Hashem remembered what they did to the Jewish people, Ba'aloysay Mitzrayim. Usually, whenever the pasuk refers to that time, it talks about B'tzeischa Mitzrayim. You were going out of Mitzrayim. And in this one place, it refers to Ba'aloysay Mitzrayim. When the Jewish people were going up from Mitzrayim. So the Tzemach Tzedek explains that going up from Mitzrayim means after they had left Mitzrayim and they were going to Eretz Yisrael to experience complete redemption. Eretz Teva Rechava, the service of God without any limitations, constraints, impediments, challenges, difficulties, and so on. So, the Tzemach Tzedek explains that struggle is, that the struggle that we experience in the process is, he goes in to explain how it's connected with Amalek and the fight with Amalek, but we know that the solution to the fight with Amalek is remembering. He says, what are you supposed to do? The mitzvah, how are we supposed to deal with Amalek? Obviously, ultimately, we're supposed to destroy it. But for now, how are we supposed to deal with Amalek? We're supposed to remember. Remember, don't forget. So what's this remembering and not forgetting? Remembering and not forgetting, this is the thing that, this is what the Rebbe is saying, is the Avoda, to realize even in the concealment, that the concealment is not real. To remember God in the concealment, don't forget. If a person experiences concealment in their life and they think that the concealment is real, that means that they're forgetting that God is in the concealment. And if you're forgetting that God is in the concealment, then the concealment has power over you. But if you remember and you're aware at all times that there is no real concealment, that the concealment is just another way of God expressing himself, there is no real concealment, then there's nothing stopping you from experiencing Geula Shleima, ultimate revelation. That's what the Rebbe is telling us. After all the sittings where the Rebbe spoke about opening your eyes, even in this sitting, the Rebbe says what's missing is that the Eibishter should open the eyes of a Jew. After all the sittings where the Rebbe says that all the revelations of Geula are already here, what's missing is to open your eyes and see those revelations. So what the Rebbe is telling us is that in our individual Avodah, as individuals, and certainly in the Avodah of Klal Yisrael as a whole, there is no more reason that there be any hefsek. It's no longer necessary that there be any more interruption between Yetzias Mitzrayim and Geula Shleima. We have all the tools that we need in order to experience Geula Shleima now. What we have to do is open our eyes and see that the things that appear even to be concealment are actually revelation. There is no concealment. And when you see through the concealment, then even the outer layers of concealment disappear. It's only, then it's Vezro HaTom Adam and Aras. Our job is to see through the concealment and experience the revelation. When we see through the concealment and see that there is no real concealment, that it's all revelation. When we experience revelation, then even the outer layers of concealment are removed, And the Eibusha said, "Mizrach Atum Adam in Eretz." The Eibusha removes any vestiges of evil, of concealment that might still exist in the world. And that is what the Rebbe emphasizes in this sikha. Dafka the inyan of going without any hafsik. The Rebbe also emphasizes the study of Rambam, which is a way of studying the entire Torah, at least in an encapsulated form. The idea of studying the entire Torah. Normally, a person studied the entire Torah. Oh, it's a long process you have to go through. It's a long, protracted, extended process. What am I going to learn the entire Torah? But the idea is that when you see how that in the Rambam you see the entire Torah contained in encapsulated form, and yeah, it's relatively accessible to each and every individual. It's not something that, obviously, you can learn it better and you can learn it more, and there's a lot more to learn the reasons behind it and why the Rambam says what it says. But the idea is that it's all contained in there in an encapsulated form. That's now what we have to be doing is not dealing with any interruptions, not dealing with any hefsek, not feeling like there's still more time to the process. It's still going to take a lot more time to the process until you actually experience open production. But actually seeing how it's not necessary, the time, any further time lag, any further hefsek is no longer necessary. We have all the tools we need to experience ultimate redemption in our own personal life, ultimate redemption in the world at large. It goes straight to Chaim Nitzke without any interruption in between, together with the Rebbe of Melech HaMashiach. Take it from here.